stealing your mangoes any chance they get. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Let's find love.
Life with no stressing, girl, your mind is a blessing, and I'm so glad you notice me. Admiring, inspiring, girl, you get me so excited. Your body's so hypnotizing, and I'm just wondering if
we all know that there's something.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. What's up, Justin?
I'm breaking it out early, baby. We've got
the little bell.
Yeah,
we have the little bell.
Shouts out to Jay Keys. And don't forget that brand new Hot Rain Jam available right now. And those two albums available right now to pick up. So you're going to have a whole boatload of tunes heading into the weekend. What's up, my dog?
I'm good. How are you? We didn't mask it up to start the show. Like, are we moving into the next phase of this quarantine, stay at home, work at home, broadcast the show via Zoom thing?
I totally forgot about. Well, I figure everybody can go running in the park. I mean,
we went to the park today. We did. That's what we did. I took my kid to the park, and she went running in the park. We went up by Queen Emma Palace and went to the park.
Did you feel like you had to keep on moving? just in case you get ticketed?
Well, there was a contractor crew of tree trimmers in the park, and they were looking at us like, what are you doing? But I was masked up. My wife was masked up. My kid was running around like a maniac. So it was pretty obvious why we were there. And I didn't feel bad. We did what we needed to do. We let her burn off her energy, and we got back because she had preschool to. She had to go to preschool, quote unquote.
Right. Yeah. So at the state job, it's required for me to wear a mask, and it is.
Well, I mean, it's required for everybody right now, no matter what you're doing.
Right.
Like when we went to McDonald's this morning for breakfast, I had to make sure I had my mask on going through the drive-thru. That's another requirement.
You drop your credit card in the cup, and then they'll take the cup.
Nana just took my money.
Oh, not that bad. Okay, I guess
Well, she took my card. I touched one part of the card, and she touched the other part of the card. And we was good. I mean, I was good. I was like, I know you ain't got the Rona. So, you got the Rona? Did you get tested?
No, I didn't get tested. I am not showing any symptoms whatsoever, which doesn't mean anything.
I still think we had it back in November, December, or when we got sick. You remember, we talked about this. I think we all had it months ago before anybody even knew what was going on.
I agree. All right, rate, review, subscribe, gang. Check it out on top of our Apple Podcasts, Google, anywhere. Everywhere at the Two High Dads on the Instagram and on the Facebook. You can go check it out. We got all kinds of great new stuff coming up. Lots of content coming through, and I'm looking forward to we got something special. We did a little video, so I'm all stoked about it. I think you were like the last one to finally get in on it, and I thank you, Jason, for finally sending
me
the video.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
Oh, I missed that bell. How are you, Bell?
I found it.
It's been a while. Bell.
I found it, and I've got to get it to you. And if you're watching the video on YouTube, we will share that with you. You can see it there. I have found the bell for Justin.
It's great news. Awesome. And speaking of awesomeness, our website.
Bruh, have you had it? To HawaiiDads.com, the number two, HawaiiDads.com. Have you had a chance to check it out yet? Have you had a chance to click around?
I did. I perused. Is that the word? Perused through it.
That would be the word.
And so I'm working on it. We're going to do my first blog entry. Never done it before. Very excited. English isn't my greatest dictation and all its grammar.
You know what the good news is, Jess? You have an editor.
You.
You now have somebody to edit your copy, like, and you have, and it kind of is my job to do that. So I would not feel bad about the opinions that you're about to share on your blog, because somebody will swoop in and make sure you don't sound stupid after you write it down. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not. I could care less what you think about my takes. It's just I fat finger everything when I text. So
that's what I'm saying. So you see, doing. Yeah, I'm going to sit there and delete all that and clean it up so you don't at least look stupid. Like, oh, just don't even know how to work a keyboard.
One of the words I'm having trouble with, and I'm fat fingering it, can't spell the word podcast. I put like three S's in podcast.
Which is why you just put pod. That's why I always see pod.
Okay. Dude, take that bell away from you. I have a feeling you're going to break it.
Bro, it's right in front of me too, right here on my desktop. That is the thing about sitting here doing this remotely is like I'm in front of a computer. You're in front of your phone. Like it used to be we had to be sitting around each other, but now I have to have everything within arm's reach so I can touch it. I can make sure that people know what's going on.
You're like a real disc jockey.
Right, it's like this might be my job or something. Who knows?
Whoa! Are we breaking news again?
Did you hire me? What happened? You got me a job because I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
No. We ain't hiring anybody.
Yeah. Speaking of the website, and I know you mentioned this, I want to make sure people know they have to keep listening because we have a very important update coming later on. Wait. Let's see. That was the wrong.
Are we trying to scare our followers here? All right, we'll get our technical our technical crew on, which is me.
We'll get it on it, and we have more details on this update. But it's kind of cool because we're trying to take advantage of this new technology and all these new options to engage online. And what better way than to give people something for free? You like free stuff. Well,
I love free stuff.
And we're going to talk about free stuff coming up in the show. So quarantine life, bro. How's it going? Like, have you killed the kids yet? Like, are they dead?
No, no, no. So I'm working most of the day. So they're stuck home with the moms. They might be at the peak because now my youngest son is doing wrestling moves on mom. So
not a good look, kid. Not a good look.
So I'm like proud, happy, and very scared and worried, all in the same boat.
You know, and before we get into this, what is a good look is to make sure we mention our show's guest. We didn't get a chance to do that yet, and we've been sitting here talking almost for a good 15 minutes. And we didn't talk about our guest that we have coming up later on in the show. Dave Newman from Pint and Jigger and Harry's Hardware Emporium. He will be joining us momentarily. We have him waiting. He's just sitting there waiting to talk to Justin. And I apologize for making him sit around so long before we even mention Dave and that Dave is going to be joining the show.
I'm sure he's listening to this conversation right now. And that's the cool thing is like with this whole Zoom thing, a lot of people are going to start, when people say waiting room, the lingo is going to start going out. So,
I know what you're talking about. I know. Can I raise my hand? Can I give you a thumbs up? Can I?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Can I add my video? Can I share my screen? Anyways, that's
one day I'll reach the Zoom level as you are.
So
you're good at the Zoom.
You're at home. You're going to your job, but you still got to get up and go to work. When you go to work, are the guys at work practicing their social distancing?
Most of them. Most, not all. And
the ones that were donkeys before all of this, they're still donkeys now.
I just work there, bro. I'm guilty of sometimes like I leave, like I take it on, but then I leave it around my ear, so I got the panty line thing.
Yeah.
And then I catch myself. Oh.
What do you think of all these different masks? Because you know, and I know you know, because I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to pay my bills. I'm trying to cover the furlough that I've been dealt to at work. I'm trying to cover my wife's shortcomings. I'm hustling masks. Other people are hustling masks. What are your thoughts on that? Should you be spending money on fashion?
Well, as much as we love hats, both of us, masks are going to be a part of our daily attire at least for the next couple. There you go.
And if you're gonna, that's the thing. If you gotta wear something.
That's why? Exactly how I look. I'm just like fumbling everything.
If you gotta wear something, why not wear something that's gonna make you look good?
Right. So, I've been making masks. I know you've been slanging the masks. It's part of the daily routine now.
What are your thoughts on making versus slanging? Because you and I have different approaches to this. You're at home. And I didn't realize this at first. I thought somebody else was doing this, but then you just broke it down for me. Justin J.I.R.E. is a sewing machine maniac. You're making the masks.
I'm making masks. So, like, my mother kept all the old fabrics from a long time ago. So she's got the load. It's just the hardest part, like, right now is getting elastics. Elastic is, like, the hot commodity. So we're just cutting up.
You get BBDs, right? You just cut off the elastic off your BBDs, bruh.
No, well, we tried that. It's a lot harder than chop it off the bebs.
Big waistline, right?
I just started going into my old KCCN FM100 Aloha shirt stash. All the stuff that doesn't fit properly anymore, those guys are getting chopped up too.
Now, the funny thing is, you say the things that don't fit properly, but if they follow you on social media, which would be
at Cool Daddy Cool J,
they would know what is the criteria for quote unquote fitting properly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If said shirt does not fit, it would be you put the shirt on, hands up. I don't know if everybody can see. Hands up.
Stand up. Stand up.
And no, I'm not standing up. I'm not going to stand up. And you put if you raise your hands up,
and what?
And then the bottom of your stomach is hanging out. It's time to make masks.
Stand up.
No, I'm not standing up. I have no pants
let's,
on.
Let's
no pants
let's on. Test this shirt. Let's test this no, shirt.
No. No, I like this shirt. I'm gonna wear this shirt out till the end.
So everybody at Justin's day job, let it be known he does not wear pants when he steps into the studio. Where's Lena when you need her? It's off the mic. You gotta let her know. You gotta let her off the mic. Justin doesn't wear pants when he does podcasts.
Off the mic, off the pants.
Really?
Is that what
really?
You said?
Is that how it works? All right. I see how it works. So speaking of easing the rules. Speaking of like letting it go a little bit, we went to the park earlier today. The rules have been kind of loosened up a little bit. Are you trying to go to the beach? Are you taking the boys out? Are you guys going out and doing stuff this weekend?
Nope. No, we are still doing the self-isolation lockdown. But the
better cool thing safe is that than, better safe than sorry. That it seems like that's the message.
Well, the moms are very. You know, like playing it safe. So, well, luckily, at my house we have a yard. So, if the kids can, they go out. They'll get their wiggles out in the yard, and then, you know, it's almost like recess. They're having a recess break, and then they'll come back inside.
Just hose them down. It'll be all right. Stand there, boy, 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 boy.
Dude, you don't even. Do not even know. So, hey. So today is the first day that Kirk Caldwell easing back the restrictions. He said, if everybody plays by the rules, certain restrictions, certain guidelines, business can start opening
up. See, here's my thing. I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried about me and my family because I know we're going to follow the rules. What about everybody else? What about all you donkeys who aren't following the rules? Like, you know you're doing it right, but you walk outside and you look around and you're like, yeah, I better put a mask on. Look at you. Just look at you.
Just look at your social media. There's people hanging out at the beach, literally hanging out. And that's literally not what you're supposed to do, but they're still doing it.
At least the chicken fights have come off Instagram. I haven't seen a chicken fight lately, and I know they're still happening.
Yeah, they know better not to post.
They're still happening. You know they're not on social media anymore. You see, the fight. Boy, you better not be posting that, boy. I caught you, boy.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea. But sounds like you know.
Hey.
No, okay, so they.
No, okay, I was just going to say, you've heard there's been all these Holly from the mainland that have been coming out here and still trying to, like, vacation, and they're getting arrested.
Good. Good. Thanks for not listening. And you know, they should. I say, one strike. That's it. You get that one strike, and you're out.
It only takes one spit droplet, and you've got the Rona. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't believe any sympathy for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm down for them taking that one way trip right back.
See, my question though is how is this going to affect what's going on in Hawaii? Because you know Hawaii is dependent on tourism. What's going to happen in Hawaii when it's very hard to come out here and go on vacation? Nobody's going to want to come.
It's. I think I know we're going to talk to Dave later, and I'm sure we're going to ask him about looking towards the future, especially the bar restaurant scene. But I mean, it's bar restaurant and tourism is like. I would say almost hand in hand. Who knows when it's actually going to get back to full go? I'm thinking, maybe another 6-7 months at least to get.
Bro, what scares me is that you say 7 months, I say 2 years. Who knows?
What?
Who knows? Who knows? Who can you believe? At this point, I don't think anybody has a true idea of what's going to happen. All we know is. What is going on right now? What do we see? And when I turn around and I see Like Like Drive-In saying, hey, We can't hang. We're closing.
Oh, that's right.
Leaky Leaky is pow. Agu ramen.
Board it up.
Agu ramen, pow. There are
Agu ramen too?
That's what I heard. All these, there are businesses that are coming. There are so many businesses, not just in the restaurant scene, but just businesses in general. They will not reopen when this ends. Like when we get to the end of this, they're not going to come back.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that they're just going to close and open up when it's all better. But I don't think a lot of them is.
There's going to be businesses that are like, well, you know what? We can't do it. Sorry. I'm worried because what's going to happen in another, like you said, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months?
Well, they said it's supposed to come back. This is supposed to be another flu season, another round of it.
Until there's a vaccine, there's always a chance that it will return. And the thing is, in a place like Honolulu, people are coming on the planes, right? If we're not testing, if we're not keeping track of it.
I think I saw something today that they had like 100 passengers come in yesterday. I was like, what?
People are still coming to Hawaii. The thing is, the numbers are kind of deceiving. And I work in the newspaper, so I understand this. They're going to give you that number, right? But a portion of that number is flight attendants, flight crew.
Right, right.
A portion of that are still, to this day, college kids, Hawaii people, people who have been staying away all this time. Now they're making their move. You're going to hate on 10 people who have stayed away for 2 months and now they want to come home? Like, the key numbers to look at is people that aren't from here are visiting, say they're visitors, right. Say they're tourists. And that's been like 50 to 100. And even that,
Still too much.
Too many.
Still too much. Yeah, I saw that number. I was like, damn, man, still way too much coming through.
But what happens when we're ready to go? What happens when we turn it around and it's like, all right, let's do it. And then people go, okay, well, I don't want to come to Hawaii. Then what?
Then they got to start working a way to build back the trust. I think, like you said, unless that vaccine comes through. But then you think about it. What about those people who are anti-vaccine? Then what?
That's a whole nother level.
Exactly.
That's a whole nother level.
Hey, when did this podcast get serious? I didn't sign up for serious.
Well, the unfortunate thing is, speaking of getting serious, my problem is you sit here and you got all these people freaking out, and then they turn around and it's like, we got handouts for you. We got some free stuff for you. And all these people that are freaking out, they'll get in their car and they'll sit in line for 2 hours in traffic to get some milk and some cookies.
I saw that. I was like, that might be the only traffic in Hawaii that's been in the last like 4 weeks is the traffic to get
It was not just that one over by Costco over the weekend. There was one
stimulus pack.
Yeah, that just happened on the west side. There's the city that's doing things. There's other places. My thing is, people are going out for these handouts and they're waiting in line for them. Do you think everybody that's waiting in line actually needs that handout? Do you think they need that food?
I don't know. I guess it depends on who, you know, define need. Everybody has a different take on need. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I personally wouldn't need it, but say my sister would. You know what I mean? So, and she's a frontline worker. And you know what I mean? So, I think everybody should just mind their business. Don't be hating on people. Just let it go.
What's going on in your own kuleana before you start worrying about what other people are doing.
Right, right, exactly. I totally agree with that. And then, police yourself. If you don't feel that you need it, just think the car in the back of you could use it. You know what I mean?
Or better yet, if you don't need it, pay for the car behind you. Help the next car behind you. Pay it forward. Show some love. Show some aloha. That's the way to live it. Speaking of showing some aloha, we are going to show aloha in just a moment. I think we are ready to go. Dave is standing by, and he is...
he might have fell asleep.
He's in the waiting room. The one, the only. Dave Newman is about to join the podcast. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to set up, and we're going to come right back. That is Justin.
Jason right over there.
And this is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Sit tight. Dave Newman from Pint and Jigger and Harry's Hardware Emporium. He's a special guest this week. Stick around. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Jason and Justin. And stepping into the podcast, it's the one, the only, Dave Newman, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave! Thanks for having me, guys.
Jumping on, brother.
Absolutely. Bruh,
the people who made...
Ooh, look at that beard. Yeah. There it is. Woo!
Two words.
Lazy dad beard.
Quarantine dad beard. That's a dad beard.
Just let it go. Right there. Just let it go. Grow it out, baby.
Now, for people who may know Dave, they may be sitting here going, Hawaii Dad's Pod, Two Hawaii Dads Podcast, and Dave's on the... Wait. Somebody's not telling us something. Dave's a dad? Stop. Technically, Dave is... not a dad that we know of, right, Dave?
Maybe a small child in Honduras looking for Poppy.
But what we wanted to do is bring Dave in because there are so many people out there, so many bartenders in the industry who have worked with Dave, looked up to Dave, been hired by Dave. Dave is like a father figure in the Honolulu bar scene. So I think he qualifies. And you and me, Just, we run the show. So if what we say goes. And Dave is here. So thanks for coming in, man. Wait, we can do better than that. Where's your bell? Where's your little bell? We're still working on the bell. We've got to work on the bell situation.
I thought you banned me from the bell.
I got to get last week. We have the real bell. We have a real good bell, but it's...
Mail it to me.
It's here in Studio Kalihi, and because of quarantine, I can't get it to the studios, but we're...
Let me see, wipe that thing down.
We're working on it. Hey, Dave, for those who may not know you, though, since we just addressed those who do know you, those who don't know you, Pint and Jigger was the joint. It just closed, though. If you want to go check you out, you can't go. What happened?
We actually ended up with a really good timing, considering everything that's going on right now. The police credit union purchased the lot that we were on, and unfortunately, Jimbo's and ourselves had to go. But the timing worked out pretty well because we're not paying rent at the moment. So we closed our doors on the last day of March and wrapped everything up. It's in storage and we're working on Pine Jigger 2.0.
How long a
run? Oh, that's good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long a run was it there on King Street?
Just about a month or two shy of 8 years.
Ooh, 8 years. And you know, 8 years overall, I mean, that's... bars and gastro pubs and locally, they don't hang around more than five. I think five is like around the time to go time. But 8 years, that's a good run.
Yeah, we had a good run. We expanded the concept. We added the speakeasy, Harry's Hardware Emporium, kind of reinvigorated the space. And we're just super fortunate. People kind of adopted us into the community and it became a pretty cool hangout. So we were stoked.
So how is the search going? Because I remember for the day job, I had to talk to you for the column and it was still kind of up in the air and you were like, you know, we're going to find out. And then when I came the final couple of weeks, it was still kind of, hey, it's up in the air. We're going to find out. And is it still up in the air? Or are you a little bit in a better space now?
We're in a better space, but trying to figure out exactly what I'll just tell you what our situation is. You can kind of go from there, but we signed a lease at the Alamona Hotel.
Hey! Are we breaking news again on the podcast, Just? We did it last week with Jay Keys.
Oh!
Last week, Jay Keys, we had to announce that Hot Rain was coming out with new music, and this week we have it. It's amazing.
We had a lease signed, but AOAO there is disputing some of the agreements that we had with the hotel in our lease. So we're trying to figure out if it's still going to work. So we may not end up there. So I don't know if it's really breaking news.
We're going to go with it. Forget it.
I don't care. I don't care.
Take it. We'll take it where we can get it, Dave.
Exactly. That's the thing is, with this podcast, we need all the help we can get. So if we can sit here and say, hey, we know what's happening with Pint and Jigger, that'll get the clicks, baby. That'll get the clicks.
All about the clicks.
Hey, is it the former rumor space by any chance?
Oh, it is not. That space is massive. There used to be a little Japanese restaurant in there called Yuzu. Down there on that Starbucks level by the lobby.
Yep. How awesome would it have been, though, if you guys went into the rumors? Yeah. That would have been room for a pint. Well, that would have been room for pint and room for Harry's and the cages. You guys could have done it all.
Could have kept the cages. I mean, we could have kept the cages and worked that in.
I wonder. I don't think the cages are there. You know somebody ripped those cages out and took them home with them. They're in somebody's house or in somebody's garage.
Somebody's auntie's living in
Somebody's got them. Somebody's got the cages.
That's such a landmark, those cages.
So you admit it. You have been to Rumors. You have spent time in the club at Rumors.
Absolutely. That place was epic.
Now, for people who may not know, and this is the thing, is I've been doing this bar thing for a little bit longer than most folks, but Dave, it was not just about Pint and Jigger. And Pint and Jigger is cool because it's this neighborhood bar. It's the bar that you go and hang out with. You don't got to get real dressed up. You can just come as you are. But Dave's roots, or where Dave came from before that, I'm not even saying to start with, but you came from fine dining. You came from frou-frou. You came from that hoity-toity stuff.
Yeah, we came from like overpriced fish. It was amazing. I had worked for Nobu in Malibu for a couple of years. And unfortunately, my pops had just passed and I was looking for a change. And they said they were going to open in Waikiki and transferred out with them. That was 2012. And so ended up becoming a bar manager over there and running that program for about 5-6 years.
Waikiki, man. What was it like? Because that time when you were in Waikiki was a real boom time. There's a lot of people, a lot of money, a lot of parties, a lot of fun things going on in Waikiki when you worked at Nobu. Tell us a little bit about the scene. Like, what was it like back then at night?
Nobu everywhere, from Malibu to the other locations I've been. It's just this really neat kind of, has this gravitational pull for people. Celebrities, people with a lot of money, people with pull, a lot of, you know, it's a great place to do business and a lounge. And it was a super cool place to work because Nobu's food was legitimately some of the best food that I had had. So it was really challenging to try to create a cocktail program to live up to the high standards. And people's expectations were no joke. I mean, they're paying serious money. They want a serious product.
How did that compare when you came from California to Hawaii? Did standards drop at all? Or did the taste change a little bit? Or what was it like when you jumped into the pool here in Hawaii?
The standards didn't necessarily drop, but the level of drinking was a few years behind.
Interesting. I bet you the parking sucks too in Waikiki.
Yeah, the parking's terrible.
But that's kind of similar for how many things at the time, right? Hawaii at the time was generally a few months to a few years behind when it came to a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's nothing wrong with what people were drinking. It was a lot of chilled Crown pineapple back.
Some things never change.
Oh. But like in my perspective, there's a time and a place to drink everything.
Yes, sir.
So if you tell me like, oh, there's never a good time to drink Beringer White Zinfandel. I mean, you have never had a bottle in a hot tub with 6 co-eds because it's the perfect thing to drink.
I've never heard it because me being in the music whatnot, I hear a lot of Hawaii's always behind as far as music and whatnot. I've never heard about the drinking scene, Hawaii also being behind. How do you define it being behind?
Oh, bruh.
I think the craft cocktail scene followed on the footsteps of farm to table. So as people were getting more and more interested where their food came from, whether it's organic, whether it had pesticide, all that kind of stuff. It didn't make any sense to then have a margarita made with a bottled sour mix that was full of high fructose corn syrup and red and yellow number 5. So once people started making that connection, you started getting a lot of fresh pressed juices. When I moved out here, people weren't really doing that.
Yeah.
So it was still about a year or two behind on that front. The drinks were a little bit sweeter out here. And now it seems like people are really into drier, booze-forward cocktails. It's pretty cool.
The scene now, compared to when you first got out here? Again, we're talking when you first got out here, Hawaii was lagging a little bit, but I would argue that in the here and now, Hawaii is right there at the forefront when it comes to the bar scene, when it comes to drinks. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And the thing that a lot of places in the United States kind of fell behind and we're actually ahead of, is hospitality has always just been part of the culture in Hawaii. Like just overwhelming, welcoming. I'm so happy that you actually chose my restaurant to have a drink or a bite of food. A lot of places lost sight of that. New York, San Francisco, Chicago, LA. You would go sit at a bar and the bartender would make you feel like, you know, he was doing you a favor by making a drink, which I think is pretty disgusting. Like, I want to spend money. I want somebody to appreciate it.
Honestly, there's some bars out here in Honolulu to this day where you sit down at the bar and the bartender feels like they're doing you a favor by having you. You know,
yeah, I'm hoping that's a trend that goes away as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I hope it goes with the virus. Get out.
That would be great.
Now, you said you've got the lease signed and there's the drama that goes with that. But looking at what's going on with this whole coronavirus thing, the COVID-19, the shutdowns, the stay-at-home business, like you said, the timing is actually very good for you personally and what you're trying to do. How do you see this playing out in the next 6 months to a year? Are you going to just, whenever stuff cools down, that's when you're going to move? Or do you have a timeline for what you want to do?
I mean, in the lease, there's always, you know, a stated timeline. We're going to drag our feet, you know, to try to make that as, take it a little bit longer, as long as we possibly can. I just, the food drinking scene is going to be so different in the next 6 months to a year. You know, it's not like landlords are going to say, hey, look, you have to reduce your tables by 30%, so I'm going to lower your rent by 30%. That's not happening.
How do you see that working out? Like when the government says you can only have half the people that used to come, 30% of the people that used to come, what do you see that some of these restaurants, some of these bars are just going to say, you know what, we can't do it and don't even try? Or are you going to see landlords working with the owners? How do you see it playing out?
I think you're going to see a little bit of both, but I definitely think that we're going to be losing some iconic places, which is terrible. I mean, it's already happening, obviously.
Like Drive-In.
We try to go to I think Like, today is the last day.
Man.
No, but they were closed already. They boarded it up.
Oh, they already boarded it up.
Yeah, it was already all boarded up, but they just said today was the last day, even though they like actually shut it down a couple weeks ago, I believe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I think with that, we may have lost Dave momentarily.
But you know what I think, Jace? I think it's just me throwing it out there, stripper pole in the corner of the bar.
Wouldn't hurt.
I can stay 6 feet away. I gotta practice some of this, and I think we'll help. I'm all about solutions. I'm just trying to bring back that old family.
No worries.
Oh, I come back with a fancy background. Look
now
at
we
that.
Got the fancy background.
I'll switch over to the phone.
Okay, so let's see. We were just talking. Where did we lose you? We lost you at.
I was just talking about losing some iconic places.
Losing some iconic places. Okay, so. You know,
we hit up Agu yesterday, got that last bowl of ramen. I think Like is closing today, last day forever. You know what's really, really dope is the community support that came out for Auto Cakes, man. They are sold out every day. That's just a happy story right now.
And that's a good example, is that there are some businesses where they can't make it. They're going under. But there's others that have been able to reach out and have that following, and then people have risen to the occasion and supported them. What do you think it is? What, just the social media presence? Do you think it's an offline kind of thing that they've just always had that support? What makes the difference for some of these places?
Man, that's definitely, a combination of things. I mean, I didn't hear that Agu or Like was going to close until it was announced that they were closing.
Yeah, weird.
Otto kind of threw out that, like, hey, like, this is what's going to happen if things don't turn around for us. And I think it, you know, in our community, in our culture here, if you ask for help, people are going to come help.
Closed mouth does not get fed. And I've noticed that myself as well. Like me personally, when I found out that I was getting furloughed at work, I put out the AL. I was like, yo, I got to do something. I was trying to sell CDs, sell t-shirts. And, you know, it was nice that some of the homies came out and said, yeah, I'll help you out. I'll do what I can. And, you know, it's that's local style, right?
Yeah. I got another idea for Dave. As of today, new and used cars can be sold. So how about some cocktails and cars?
I love it. I love the idea. I wish the Liquor Commission would let us, you know, drive up to your house and make you a drink.
Well, what I was going to say is it's a beautiful thing that they've loosened up some of the rules. And it was at first where you could only get open bottles, but now Ige has done one thing right. And you can now get sealed bottles. You can get alcohol deliveries. I'm just wondering, why aren't there more bars opening back up and turning into like bodegas where you can do delivery, where you've got groceries, where you've got like a little bit of everything, and you're not just depending on people sitting at the bar and having a drink?
I mean, I think it would be super smart. And I think there's definitely a business model there and kind of the new normal. I could totally see that taking off.
I know it's closed. I mean, if you're watching the video of the podcast here, you can see I've got in my background Pint and Jigger, but I'm just thinking about Pint. Like, it would have been perfect for a place like Pint. Use part of that dining room, put a bunch of groceries in there, set up a retail side of things, and then people could come in, practice social distancing, but still not have to go to the supermarket. They could get their eggs, they could get their milk, they could get their necessities, and get a cocktail all at the same place.
Yeah, I think it would be great. It's going to be interesting to see when they do let bars and restaurants open, because they're slated to let restaurants open before bars.
Interesting. That does not make a lot of sense. Yeah, it does not make a lot of sense to me.
I can tell by your face, you're like, huh?
I know there are enough bars where you can put that 6 feet, that 8 feet, that 10 feet. It just means you can't let as many people into the bar, but you can still practice social distancing.
I mean, 939 is a legitimate restaurant.
Those chicken wings, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Stuart would concur. Shout out to Stuart.
No, shout out to Stuart.
The big homie. The big, big homie from 939.
We got some stories through that joint, have we? Alumni.
So what's coming up for you? Because, I mean, I know you're in the loop. I know you talk to people. I've got my my USBG Hawaii pin in my hat. I am a member. You are a former president of the Hawaii chapter. How are the bartenders? Yeah, man. How are the bartenders doing out here? Are they holding up? Or are they what's going on? What do you hear?
I mean, I think everybody's sort of in that same boat. Everybody's waiting on unemployment to see how it plays out. I do know one person out of our community who got a check, so that's kind of exciting and promising. And she did get the additional $600. That's also an interesting thing. She's going to be making more money staying at home than she's going to be making working.
That's
so how does that affect people coming back and restaurants and bars opening? Like, and she's a tipped employee. Like, if I was a chef, I'd be staying out of work until at least the end of July.
I wonder how many people there are going to be, though, that maybe don't have a job, period, and they just need a job. So they're going to go and fill that hole. And then what happens when those folks get off unemployment and there aren't any jobs available because other people came and took them?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the draw. Like, if you're a smart business owner or manager, you're going to like, look, if you come back now, you got your job guaranteed. If you're trying to wait on that $1,200 a week, you know, good luck.
Well, and it's going to be interesting, too, to gauge the level of employees that you're hiring compared to the level of employee that you're trying to get to come back. It's just there's so many variables, and this isn't like anything anybody has ever had to deal with before. So there's no formula. There's no answer.
No, and there's going to be so much less money in the community, in the economy. You know, hotels aren't going to be opening up for a while. Tourism's going to take a long time to come back. So, you know, all the trickle down is going to take a lot longer for the trickle to happen.
Do you see some of these folks that have worked with you, worked for you, worked around you, if there aren't enough bars to go to, are they going to continue to be bartenders? Do you see these people going to other industries? What do you see happening?
I mean, the crew that I work with is probably going to be a little bit more fortunate, just because they're wanted, hired assassin kind of guys. I mean, Tanner and Max and Jen Ackrell are not going to have a problem getting a job bartending somewhere.
Sure.
But it'll be interesting. It'll be definitely interesting to see how this plays out, what it does to the craft cocktail scene, what it does to more of the local places to drink. You know, everybody's going to have less money. All of a sudden, you know, a shot in a beer sounds perfect.
I agree. I go for a couple of those. A couple, at least.
What have you been doing to pass the time? I mean, if people follow you on Instagram, if you want to let people know how to follow you on Instagram, I know you've been dabbling back in the food side of things, right?
Yeah, I've been diving into the chef thing.
How can
I've been cooking a ton. You probably, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you'll probably gain about 1,000 calories just by opening
the page. Right. It looks like Nobu is coming to your home, and I know he can also do the pint classics, but like you've been chefing it, not just cooking. You've been chefing. Like, there's been some gourmet stuff showing up in your Instagram feed, my man.
It's fun to have the free time to be able to make handmade pasta. You know, I don't even have a rolling pin. I'm like used to an old wine bottle.
Hey, what is that called? Upuse when you redo it?
Upcycle. Awesome. Upcycle.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. I cook like I bartend. I don't really have the most exact recipes. I'd make everything by tasting it as I'm making it and tweaking it a little bit. But man, we've been eating pretty good. We got some crab. We've been enjoying ourselves a little bit.
And for those who are watching the podcast on YouTube, they may be looking at Dave going, that is a really big bottle of whiskey behind you. Dave is doing all right. He's still being taken care of. The folks over at Angels Envy, they still believe in Dave Newman. Can you talk about your relationship with the brand, Angels Envy?
Yeah, so it was a whiskey that I had probably 6 years ago, and I was really impressed with it. It was in Hawaii briefly. Then the bourbon craze happened. They didn't have enough products, so they pulled out of a lot of the smaller markets. They just came back to Hawaii in July and invited all the bartenders from the Bartenders Guild and most of the a lot of bartenders from around town, threw us a real nice party. And I got to meet the family. I got to meet the master distiller. Everybody was super dope. And they were asking me, like, oh, who would you recommend to represent our product in Hawaii? Because, you know, all the craft bartenders. I was like, I recommend me.
Hello, right here.
Not a hard question. He's like, you look around going, hey, what did you just say?
Oh, you're telling me the job is to drink your whiskey and encourage other people to do it? I could do this.
Yes.
Well qualified.
Yeah.
So how has that been going? I mean, yeah, I know it's a little bit of a lull now, but...
I took on the role as the ambassador for Angels Envy. I love it. They call us Whiskey Guardians because they want us to actually represent the entire whiskey category and not just their brand. And so far, it's been dope. The company's cool. We're furloughed right now, but they're paying us half of what we were making during this time just to make sure we got food on our table. I can't speak highly enough about the company.
It could be worse. Awesome. It sounds like they're taking good care.
Yeah.
Nice. Otherwise, if people want to keep up with you, we keep going back to Instagram. Instagram is the social media of choice for you, it seems like, these days. How can people follow what you're up to?
Yeah. You can follow Pint and Jigger. You can follow Harry's Hardware Emporium. You can follow Bartender 808. Bartender 808, if you want to get some extra calories, I'll try to post some recipes up there too.
And the important
Bartender thing, 808, that's an awesome. That's like perfect.
Legit. Perfect.
Yeah,
legit.
I get pretty lucky with that one.
Yeah, that is. That's a nice one.
The other important thing to note, though, folks, is that Pint and Jigger hasn't gone away. Like he said, the lease has been signed. Harry's. I'd like to get you pin you to the table here. The definitive answer is Harry's coming back. It is. Harry's will be back
for sure.
Oh, yes.
That's what I wanted to hear. The speakeasy thing, like, there's a handful of places that provide that vibe, and Harry's did it very, very well. So I'm very encouraged to know that it's going to come back and resurface somewhere else here in Honolulu.
The next iteration will be even better.
Good to know.
Yeah, good to
know.
Good to hear.
All right.
Cheers to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the one, the only Dave Newman from Pint and Jigger and Harry's Hardware Emporium.
Mahalo, Dave!
We thank appreciate you, guys so much you for sir. Having
me. Everybody stay safe out there. Thanks to all of our frontline workers and everybody in the hospitals. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys keeping everybody sane on the podcast and holding it down. Love you guys.
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
There it is, Dave Newman. Where's my bell? I got the bell.
Okay.
It is the two.
Does that mean I'm retiring this bell after one show?
No, you don't got to retire it. I got to get you the real bell. I got to get you the real bell.
Hey, dude, we might, Two Hawaii Dads might be a source of news now. This is 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're sitting here sharing the breaking news.
We are a legitimate news source. Illegitimate. No, sorry.
Speaking of illegitimate, we are a legitimate prize source. We're trying to give something away. That's something new that we're starting with the show. And if you go to our website, the number 2hawaiidads.com, 2hawaiidads.com, we will have news on a very special giveaway.
Exciting. We are making moves. This is, now we're giving away stuff. Now we're serious. Serious podcast. Give stuff away
in the day of Corona with COVID-19 and everybody worrying what are we gonna do, where are we gonna look, where are we gonna turn to for our necessities?
Us.
you can turn to the Two Hawaii Dads.
Very exciting times, and I'm looking forward to it, bro. So visit the website, two hawaiidads.com.
The website is new. They can always, they have been able to do this, and they can continue to do this. How do they find us on social media, my friend?
Two Hawaii Dads on the IG. No, Two High Dads. Sorry, Two High Dads on the IG. Two Hawaii Dads on the Facebook. Kudari Kuje. That's me.
And excited. Honolulu Pulse would be me. And that's Justin right there. I'm Jason. That is me, the Two Hawaii Dads. Thank you for listening.
You're switching bars on me. I mean, you're like all over town. Look at you.
I had to go and show love to the Row Bar. We showed love to Punt and Jigger earlier. I had to make sure that we show love to the Row Bar. I know it's not a Sakana Grill. I know it's not a home bar. I know it's not one of those spots, but the Row Bar, just like so many bars in this town, they need our support. So it sucks that we got to be stuck at home when we could be out gallivanting.
That's weird. People might not remember that we used to do live. We used to broadcast live from places.
That was season one, bro. Season two.
Season two. And on the website, you're gonna post up. We can have access to season one.
You
right?
can still have access to season one as long as you're listening right now. Season one is still online. What you and I were talking about off the show was that at some point, we can't afford to do this. The problem is, it costs money. It costs money. There is an outlay to make this show happen. And what we're working on is not necessarily a way to retire, because you're still going to do your job. I'm still going to my job. We're still doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? But how do we cover the costs that are involved? That's the important question.
And we're gonna make it happen. Visit the website.
You're absolutely right. And for more details, twohawaiidads.com. And before we're even gonna ask you for a dime, we wanna give you something. We're gonna give you something for free.
That's a radio tease, gang.
There you go.
That's a radio tease.
And you got two radio professionals doing it. So we're on the way out the door right there. That's Justin.
Jason right over there on the other side. Two High Dads.
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Thank you for listening. Two High Dads, HawaiiDads.com online. We'll see you next time. Okay.
Shoots. Love you.
Bye.